Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we got our good buddy Rick Newman back on the show. Rick has become a great member of our Brain Trust, a columnist for Yahoo Finance, the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. And he's our good friend Rick Newman. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Happy to be with you.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Hey, one of the things that you wrote about recently was, I love the title, How Washington Ruined Christmas, the Grinch Washington. And anytime I get a chance to stick my finger in the eye of Washington, I'm always glad to do that. But you make the point that for the last 5 years, Main Street and the marketplace has worked their behinds off to try to recover and to clean out our toxins and to get to deleverage and everything else to make ourselves stronger, but we got this speed bump in front of us that keeps moving in front of us called Washington politics, Washington policy. They're part of the problem now, aren't they?
Well, now and for some time going, I think, and every time I write one of these stories about Washington, Jim, I'm just thinking about you and giving you something to be outraged against.
Yeah, like I needed some extra stuff, right?
It's about the easiest challenge I face every day. But, you know, we're seeing retail sales are coming in. It looks like they were fairly weak over the big Black Friday weekend. And remember, we're getting a late start to the shopping season, and there are some economists saying, you know, this is not going to be a very good year, and we've heard some retailers, Macy's and Best Buy, they've on their earnings calls said, we think profits are going to be weak, may have to do more discounting.
Right.
I mean, let's try to remember why a lot of this is happening. We started off the year with some tax hikes, then we had the so-called sequestration, which everybody's sort of forgotten about, but it took $85 billion out of the economy, and I think more than that, we went through this process where will it happen, won't it happen, will it happen, won't it happen. A lot of people thought even once it got started, it would get scaled back. It didn't get scaled back, so anybody who was trying to prepare for this, and this, you know, this does affect real companies, defense contractors, and there's a lot of trickle down there. There are some small companies that contract with those big companies. And then, of course, we had the government shutdown in October, and some people say, well, you know, the government shut down, it reopened, nothing really changed. But if you look at the consumer confidence numbers, they went down. When that happened by a lot, you expected that, and they did not exactly bounce back afterwards. There is a sour mood among consumers, which are basically still have a kind of a recessionary mindset, and it's clear that Washington is not helping that at all, and I think it seems that they are hurting.
Well, I think so too, and you throw in on top of that the Dodd-Frank bill, which is not something that most people really are familiar with, but it is having an effect on the economy, I think. And then you didn't even mention the big daddy of all of them, and that's Obamacare. I mean to think about it, I mean, seriously, Rick, in my lifetime, I've never seen a single policy cast the kind of a pall over an economy. For 4 years, we were concerned about the uncertainty of what it would be like, what I call the specter of Obamacare. But the thing is, for the next year, we're not going to have the specter. We actually now know how bad it's going to be.
We have the real thing. And in theory, there are things in here that ought to be helpful to business and to people. But if we get to that point, we're getting a delayed effect,
right?
Because it's just such a disaster on the rollout. I mean, it's kind of interesting because Gallup had a poll last week, for instance, and they said, they asked people, has this policy helped you, hurt you, or had no effect? And the percentage who said it has hurt was about the same as who said it had helped, and those percentages were both small. So something like 70% of people said it really hasn't affected me one way or the other. And yet what it has done is it has given the impression that the government, which is the biggest organization in the country, just cannot run anything.
Right. They can't.
And that's, to me, that's the sort of hard to measure thing that goes into consumer confidence. So if you feel like we're doing our part and now we're waiting for Washington to do their part, and you look at their competence and you ask yourself, what's our comfort level that they're going to get their act together? It's obviously very low.
Well, and the thing is if they were just mucking around among themselves, we could sort of discount them. But they keep cranking out laws that when promulgated into regulations cost us money and demotivate us. And so we're to the point now where they actually, the chickens of their bad behavior have come home to roost in the economy, and we're seeing the manifestations of that in European-style growth, European levels of GDP growth. Folks, Rick Newman is with us, and he wrote a piece recently about some predictions that some people made that he takes issue with. We're going to get him to tell us about that after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.